Argentines lined the streets of Buenos Aires today to honor a national hero. A hearse carried the body of folk singer Mercedes Sosa through the streets of the capital. Sosa died yesterday. She was 74 years old. She left a legacy of activism and music.
Y su boca alocuaz como un viento fluvial.
Mercedes Sosa's music and politics influenced generations of Latin American artists. Among them is classical composer Osvaldo Golijov. And Osvaldo, classical music doesn't have an obvious direct lineage to Mercedes Sosa, but for you as a classical composer, what is the power, what was the power of Mercedes Sosa?
Well, really the power of Mercedes Sosa was in her figure and in her voice. And no matter what she sang, people felt uplifted. And people feel uplifted and nurtured and protected by her voice. I've seen this like in Israel, in France, in Denmark, in places where no one really knows what she's singing about. But there's something in her voice, the maternal quality and also the defiant quality, that I think is universal.
After Jorge Videla and the Junta took over in Argentina, you were there at the time. I mean, Mercedes
right.
Sosa initially kept on performing. How risky, how gutsy was that at the time?
I would say it was pretty gutsy, especially in light of what had happened in Chile 3 years earlier, where a great singer-songwriter, Victor Jara, had been in prison and his fingers had been cut in front of people. So you have to understand that in South America, this kind of popular music performed by Victor Jara or Mercedes Sosa was dangerous. Not so much because they were inciting a revolution or anything like that, but because they were defiant in a more human way.
In the middle of the junta, Mercedes Sosa actually was performing and was arrested on stage, searched and arrested on stage, then released after international pressure, and she was banned in Argentina and moved to Paris. Still, that whole event must have provided enormous motivation and inspiration for you at the time, a young musician, a young composer, who believes that music can be a weapon for change.
Absolutely, and I think that, again, in light of what had happened to Victor Jara, that was a tremendously courageous act to keep singing, knowing that you could be killed. I mean, as several artists were, except that perhaps she was betting that she was so popular already that she could afford that act of resistance. But it was a huge risk from her to do what she did.
Now, Mercedes Sosa had just completed a new recording of duets with various pop musicians. I mean, duets always seem to be about kind of younger musicians honoring an older musician, partly, I guess, because they've lived so long. But I'm wondering if you see in the coming years a greater appreciation of Mercedes Sosa because of her social and political engagement.
Yes, I think that what you are saying is true, but mostly for America. In Latin America, as soon as she came back to Argentina in the final days of dictatorships and the beginning of democracy, she already took under her wing younger musicians. I mean, she could have easily become a brand, you know, the brand of social resistance, and yet she embraced the whole new generation of the 80s that came from rock and roll rather than folklore, as she came, and unified not only the genres of music in Argentina, but all across the continent. So I think that this album of duets is more of an organic growth of her tying up the entire continent and the generations of great artists that came in the last 30 years.
Composer Osvaldo Golijov, thank you very much for talking to us about Mercedes Sosa.
Thank you so much.
Si no creyera en lo más duro.
And we leave you with a track from Cantora, the Mercedes Sosa album that's just out. The song is called La Masa, written by Cuban composer Silvio Rodriguez. For the CD, Mercedes Sosa performed it with Shakira. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
Si no creyera en lo que ronde, si no creyera en lo que esconde, hacerse hermano de la vida.
si no creyera en quien me escucha, si no creyera en lo que duele.
The World's Global Hit Podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.